Hi guys, so I'm giving you an update about my weekend. Every time I've tried to record this today, either I'm busy working and a call comes through and I have to stop everything that I'm doing. So then I've like, this throws the whole recording off because I'm trying to record this straight through without having to take any breaks. And then if it's not a phone call, it's my daughter coming in my room in the middle of me recording and I just have to delete the whole thing. So I haven't been able to give you guys. I'm hoping she doesn't interrupt me now because she's eating her dinner. So hopefully I can get this episode out for you guys. But yes, I just want to give you guys a little update about my weekend and about my mental health. So basically, my weekend was great, you guys. I had a good time. I got to be with my guy friend. It was amazing. 3 days. I left Wednesday evening, came back Sunday evening. It was a really great time. Initially, when we planned this trip, we were supposed to be going out of town to another city where this huge mall, that's like one of the biggest malls in my state. We're going to go there. The city is like an hour away, but we didn't end up going because we're homebodies, me and him both. We don't like to leave our house if we don't have to. Like, we don't go out often, so we just decided to stay home. We stayed in his area. There's a mall in his area, and there's a few stores out there, but he lives near a military base because he's in the military. So naturally, it's not a lot of stores around where he lives. It's like a few fast food places. It's a Best Buy, Target, a Walmart, and like I said, it's not much out there. So we just ended up chilled in the house. We went to a few stores and minus that, but we chilled in the house, we watched movies, we hung out. It ended up being a great weekend, but next time we chill, we decided that we're going to hang on my side of town near my house because it's more to do out here. Like, I know where the mall is, and it's just more fun stuff for us to do so we can actually, you know, enjoy just doing fun things. So I'm kind of excited about that because we'll be kind of doing more fun stuff when he comes to the side time. We're going to go like the Cold Stone, the mall and stuff like that. And it's going to be fun, you know. So I'm really excited and looking forward to, you know, us doing that. But I needed to get away, especially after the death of my friend and everything else that was going on. So I had a great time with him. But that whole weekend, my mental health was in a good state. I was having a good time. You know, I got to enjoy myself. And you know, I'm just having fun. I'm having fun dating my friend. I feel like I'm in this space when it comes to dating where I'm having fun, but of course I don't want to talk to anybody else but him, but it's just, we're enjoying each other's company. We're having fun. We're getting to know one another. Well, we know each other, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you go from friends to trying to be more, you kind of get to know a different side of that person. So that's what I mean by getting to know each other. But we're having fun doing it. I've known him for like a little over 2 years, and we're just having fun with each other. Now, I feel like for some reason, guys, since I've been like here lately, I keep getting all these DMs on my Instagram. I'm getting DMs and men from my past trying to hit me up through text or calling me. And I'm like, what do y'all want from me? Like, I'm not used to that because, you know, I'm not used to like that really happening as much. And I honestly don't know how to take it because a lot of men, they get mad at you if you don't hit them up or if you don't give them the time of day or whatever. It's just kind of like, how I move and how I date now is completely different because of a lot of it's from my past relationships and because my last relationship was a disaster and because just in general, I move differently with dating. And then the passing of my friend, the way that happened, I look at life a little bit differently. I'm very, very not trusting of people. I don't trust easily. I keep a wall up for the most part. I don't interact with a lot of people. I mostly stay to myself. I'm an introvert. I try to just do my best to stay to myself for the most part. I don't interact with a lot of people. When it comes to dating, I'm very picky. Mostly because a lot of the men that try to talk to me, most of them are attractive. Some of them are good people or have good things about them. But I'm very picky about what I want. And I'm not going to apologize for being picky, because I don't want to end up in a situation with the wrong person. I want my next relationship to be my last. I know I always say that to you guys, but I do. Every relationship I go into, the intention is for the relationship to be a long term, but it never ends that way. Like I was saying, you guys, I literally go into all my relationships wanting something long term. That's just how I look at all my relationships. I want something long term. I go into it wanting something to last for a long period of time, you know. I never go into any relationships wanting it to be short term, but it ends that way. And that's why I look at dating differently. I'm not rushing to fall in love with anybody. I'm not rushing to love someone in general. I'm not rushing to get my heart broken again. I'm not rushing to anything. I just feel like, for me, when I look at relationships, I feel like if something's meant to be, it's going to be. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to do nothing. It's just going to fit like a puzzle piece. And that's how I view dating. Like, I'm not somebody who likes to date multiple people at the same time. It's just not who I am. I've never been that female. Like, I'm a big relationship girl. In the past, and I've tried to text multiple men at once or call multiple people, it just felt overwhelming and I didn't like it. I'd rather talk to one person at a time and get to know that individual person, because to me, when you start talking to multiple people, you get confused. For one, your phone is always lit up around the clock, and for me, I don't save phone numbers unless I've been knowing a person for a couple of months. So without numbers being saved, I'm all over the places. I'm like, who's texting me now? I gotta make sure I memorize the name, and it's too much. So I'd rather just not even go through that scenario, which is why I choose to just talk to one person, which is why I'm only talking to my guy friend, because I don't want to talk to anybody else. For one, I'm just trying to see where me and him can lead. But regardless of the situation, like, if me and him decide that we just want to be friends, then that's what we'll do. If we decide we want to be more than friends and it gets to that place where it's past us just dating, then I'm open to either one, you know. But it's something that I don't want to rush into so soon, you know. Like, I just feel like when people rush, things never work out. It just goes completely left because you didn't take your time to get to know that person. You didn't take your time to ease into that relationship. And I feel like that's the mistake that we make as human beings, is we don't take our time sometimes. And that leads to a lot of heartache in the long run for us. So I'm very particular about taking my time and easing into things, whereas I used to didn't be that way. So people trying to talk to me, I think it doesn't bother me, but I look at it as they don't understand why I'm usually declining to talk to them, or why I'm usually not wanting to be interested. Because for me, like I said, most of these men that try to talk to me, some of them have decent jobs, some of them are decent human beings, but I have to know that the person I'm into and the person that I want to be with, I have to know we're compatible. And if you have half of the things I want but not all the things, or if you have half of your stuff together but the other half not together, that's not something I want. And I don't want to be mistreated by a man either. So it's like, I'd rather just be single until I find the right person. I'm just having fun dating. So that's why I said I'm just learning to deal with it and have fun, you know. Everybody's going through something, and I feel like everybody is struggling in their own right. Not everybody. Well, let me take that back. Not everybody is struggling, but some people are just going through things in life. You know, people are dealing with things and trying to figure life out. And I just feel like for me, that's just kind of where I'm at in my life. Like, life is short. You gotta live it to the fullest. My friend taught me that. And, you know, I try not to argue with people, but I also try, if I feel like somebody's in my life who shouldn't be here, I try to cut them out. Like, I don't want people around me who don't mean well to me. I just don't. Like, I try to be good to everybody around me, but I feel like a lot of times people aren't good to me. Like, I'm the person that cares and cares and cares, and I love hard, I give hard, I'm always there for everybody. But when it comes down to people being there for me, I never get it reciprocate. That, I cannot pronounce that word. It's never reciprocated. That's right? Reciprocated. I hope I said that right, y'all. Lord, I probably just butchered that word, but y'all know what I mean. It's never given back to me, is what I'm trying to say. Ignore my bad grammar or English, y'all. I tried. I'm sure I wouldn't have got that word correct in no spelling bee either. But anyway, so I just never feel like it gets returned back to me. And I feel like it's draining when you're the person that always gives and gives and cares the most, because you get hurt the most when you care the most. And so it's just been really draining for me, y'all. I've just been going through a lot of ups and downs, and just struggling, you know. And I don't see my therapist again until next month, so I can't talk about how I'm feeling. My mental health kind of was doing good all weekend. I come home Sunday, I was good. Monday and Tuesday, my mental health has just been depleting. Like, it hasn't been good at all. I've been I haven't cried, but I've just been so emotional. I've been so, like, feeling my depression, like, sitting on me. And it's starting to affect my body physically, because I've been, like, I'm trying not to cry, y'all, but I've been so depressed the last 2 days, and it's affecting me. And I don't have no medications because I stopped taking the meds my doctor gave me. And let me just tell you guys about this particular doctor I was seeing. Like, she literally, I wish I never started seeing her. I wish I never saw her at all. Like, this lady was overcharging me. Mind you, half these appointments I was seeing her, I was only seeing her probably like, not even 30, they weren't even 30 minute appointments. They were like 10 minute appointments or less than that, because all she did was ask me a series of questions. Then she went on to ask how the meds were, and then she would say, okay, see you in another 2 weeks. But she literally kept wanting to see me every 2 weeks, which I didn't want to do. On top of that, she literally was just not helping me. She didn't want to change my meds or anything, so I just stopped taking the meds cold turkey. And I was telling her the medication was making me feel bad. She didn't seem to care. It was like trying to pull teeth to get her to understand, like, this is what's happening to me. Are you going to help me, or whatever the case may be? She did not seem to care about nothing, y'all. So that was really frustrating, because I'm expecting her to care, and she clearly just did not care at all about me. So, more of the story, be cautious about who you pick to be your provider, because just because you read a good bio on the internet, on the website, does not mean they're a good doctor. So she was horrible, you guys. And now I have to pay, I'm stuck paying this bill that she sent me. So, well, actually, no. The problem is my insurance company sent me something in the mail saying I owe her this amount of money. And when I tried to go, the only way to pay her is to pay through the patient portal, because they changed how they do their paying system. It used to be that they would send you something in the mail, but now you get alerted through your email, or you have to pay through the portal. So I keep going to the portal to try to pay her, because I want her to pay her off, so I don't have to deal with this company anymore. And every time I go to pay, they say, oh, you don't owe anything. So I'm like, why is my insurance company saying I got to pay this set amount, and y'all are saying I don't owe? So it's like frustrating, because I can't pay, because there's no bill to pay, so I have to wait. But yeah, I would never go see her again, you guys. She was freaking horrible. All she cared about was money, and that's cool. So I stopped seeing her. And I'm not on any depression meds. Only thing I've been taking for stress and anxiety is I've been taking these Ollie stress gummies. They help me a little bit, y'all. A little bit, but not a lot. It helps me because I take it first thing in the morning when I get up, along with the beauty gummies, and it does calm me down for a little bit. But then it kind of, to me, it wears off throughout the day, so it doesn't really do as much as I would like. So basically, I'm going to probably have to go back and see my primary care. I probably have to go onto their website and request an appointment with him, which is what I normally do, and then the girl will email me back through the portal. Because what I'm concerned about is not even the anxiety, it's the depression getting worser, and I'm starting to feel physical pain from the depression. Like today, I was really upset, feeling really emotional, getting like, I wanted to cry, but I didn't cry, but I could feel it in my body. Like, I was feeling shaky, I was feeling nauseous, just all these little things going on in my body. And I just feel like I don't have, you know, someone that I can talk to about this stuff. So it's been kind of frustrating, you guys, and I'm trying to figure out when I can see my doctor. I'm probably gonna have to call him, or like I said, go through the portal and request an appointment to see him. I'm probably gonna try to do a telehealth appointment, just because those are just easier to do. because of my crazy work schedule. And usually my doctor's pretty quick. He doesn't take that long, so I'm not really worried. So I'll probably try to do an appointment on my lunch break around 11:30, or either I will try to do it in the afternoon or sometime in the morning, like about 9:30 or something, and I can just go away from the from my computer for a little bit to do this meeting with him. But I have to talk to somebody because I'm struggling so bad, you guys. And when it starts to affect my body physically, I know it's an issue because it shouldn't be affecting me physically. Now, my primary care had told me, he said, Sherelle, you should go see a psychiatrist, which is why I tried to do that. But obviously, seeing a psychiatrist didn't do anything for me. It was just making me worse. So, you know, I tried. I'm worried about the anxiety too, but I'm mostly worried about that depression. Like, that's what's scaring me, because when it starts to affect me physically and when I can't even go a day without feeling like crap, it's just, I'm worried. And then when I try to go through my doctor to get help, and she has me on some of the same medications as him, and I don't know what to do. Like, I was taking that and I just don't feel like nothing's helping me. You know, I just feel helpless because I don't know who to talk to. My mom was just like, well, you know, do what's best for you. So that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm just struggling with so much right now, you guys. Like, it's taking everything in me not to cry right now. I'm trying to be strong because I'm so stressed out. Like, my depression holds me back from wanting to do so much, you guys. So much I could be doing. Like, on some real stuff, y'all, I envy people that have their own businesses, or people that get to, don't have to work a 9-to-5 every day and get to live life where they can just wake up, make their own schedule, go to bed when they want to, wake up when they want to, and just live a normal, like a life that's just, they don't have to leave their house to make money. Because that's how I look at stuff. It's like, damn, I wish I had that luxury where I didn't have to leave my home, you know? Basically, you know, it's just I envy people that, like I said, that do have that option to make their own schedule. Not saying I don't love my job. I love what I do. Love helping people with mental health. I love making patients feel good. I love the ability to be able to change lives and help people. I love that very, very much, you guys. I do. Believe me, I do. And I make good money. I'm financially comfortable. I'm good, but it's just, I feel like there's so much more I should be doing that I'm not doing. There's so much more I want to do outside of my job. I want extra income coming in. I want to do something else. And I know I'm the only person holding me back. I know that I could be doing more. But like I said, it's just kind of been hard as of lately to do more, because when you're working from 7:45 to, you know, 4:15, I can't, in a huge gap, I don't get but 2 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute break. And on those breaks, they're short, so I can't really do a lot. So I would love to be sitting around my house all day recording TikToks. If I was like, didn't have nothing to do, I'd be recording TikToks all day. But luckily, on my vacation last week, I didn't get the opportunity to record any TikToks because I was, you know, busy. But I would just love to do something different. Like, y'all, I really would, like, outside of my normal life. Like, it's just like, I feel like there's so much potential I have to do more, but I'm just not able to do it because of my schedule. I think when my daughter goes back to school, I'll have more time too, because she'll be back in school in 2 weeks. So when she goes back to school, I'll be able to, you know, do a lot more during the day, because she'll be at school from 8 to 2:45. So in between that time, I'll be lonely and sad. Of course, I'll be here by myself, but I'll be happy because I'll be able to, I'll be sad because I'm going to miss her, but I also will be a little, basically what I'm trying to say is I'll be able to do more as far as like outside of my normal work schedule. But you know, when you're trying to work and you have a 5-year-old running through the house and you're doing a million, like, I have to try to make sure that I'm cooking dinner when I get off the clock. So I'm trying to do 1,000 things at once, which is a daily project for me, you guys. Like, to run around the house and try to cook and do everything. Like, I cook every day, you guys, and people are always like, you cook every day? I'm like, I literally cook every day. People don't want to believe that, but I literally have to cook dinner every day. And the reason I have to cook every day is because it's always something going on in my house. It's always, it's just a lot, you guys. So in order for me to eat and just get stuff done, I have to be able to cook. So I'm constantly having to cook and just do other things. So I really don't have a lot of time to, you know what I mean, y'all. I be busy, you know. So it's a lot that I have to constantly be doing around the clock. But there's more I want to do with my life, y'all. There's more I want to, it's so much more I want to do. If I, eventually I will get it together, and I promise I'm going to do the things that I want to do to make me happy, to get me more income, to do some other stuff. Because if I had a second income coming in, you guys, believe me, it would help me. It would help a lot too, just to be able to do other stuff outside of my normal life. But like I said, I don't know, you know. I just look at, sometimes I'll be looking at YouTube videos, and I don't want to be these YouTubers, but I love the fact that when I look at some of their videos, they be in stores having fun. Yes, some of their pranks be like, oh my God, why is he or she doing that? But when you really look at it, they're living life. And that's what I like to see. It's about them living the life that they want to lead, you know? I just feel like there's just so much more that I could be doing, you guys. And I know that it's a lot that I want to do, but I've been scared to do, or I just haven't done. So right now, you guys, as I'm on the phone with you guys, I'm actually in the process of trying to log on to my account with WordPress so that I can actually get some stuff done, because I feel like for the last couple of days, I've been telling you guys that, you know, I want to work on my blog, and I just haven't done it. So I'm in the process now, you guys, of trying to do it. I'm trying to log off this. I actually logged on to something, and now I can't get my tail off of it. Trying to like get, I logged it onto the wrong website, I think, because I had another page I made on here too. So yes, I'm about to, you guys are going to be seeing like what I'm doing. Oh Lord, I don't even know my password for my mental health diary, y'all. Let's pray that this is it. No, that's not it. I don't know what it could be, you guys. Is it my daughter's name? No, I do not know my password, y'all. I may have to change it. Let me see. I don't know. I thought my password was still the same. I'm about to change my. Oh, do I log in through Google? I'm wondering. Is my stuff through Google? Let me check. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to log into my account and I cannot. For the life of me, y'all, I cannot figure out which way. Okay, yes. I hope this is working, guys. I know it's already associated with an account. I'm trying to log in. Why are they trying to tell me? They said this social account is already linked to an account. Like, clearly I know that WordPress. Duh. Oh, what's up with WordPress, you guys? I cannot get on here. Like, I do not remember my password. And then when I logged in, it was like, oh, okay, so I'm logged in, you guys. But I need to figure out how I can switch my domains, you guys. Bear with me, because I got to figure all this out. This could probably take... Eventually, you guys, I want to do the business plan. But these things, like, upgrading these accounts, it can be... But yes, you guys, so I'm trying to change this domain right now so you guys can see it. It says that I own two domains, but I'm trying to switch domains, but I really don't know how to do it. So that is the struggle that I'm going through right now. trying to figure that out. So I don't know how. Figure it out. I'm trying to change the domain name, y'all, but I'm gonna be getting it done today, guys. I gotta figure it out. So, I don't know how to do it, y'all. Trying to figure it out. It says transfer your domain. Manage your domain directly on WordPress. But they said I can't transfer it. So, I don't know, y'all. They said that I can't transfer my domain. I have to figure out how to change my site name. I think that's the biggest thing. I have to go to settings or something and figure out how I can change the name of the website. That's going to be a whole nother situation, you guys. Because I don't know how to exactly do that. So, y'all got to bear with me. Unfortunately, like I said, it's gonna be a process. I'm gonna have to probably Google how to do all this stuff because I don't know how to change the domain, but I'm gonna Google it, you guys, and I'm gonna try to get it done today for you guys so I can change because I have to figure out all this stuff and I have to figure it out because I don't know how to do this stuff, y'all. So I'm actually Googling how to change the domain name because I gotta figure it out. So it says, ooh, what just made that noise, you guys? It's telling me to go to the general settings or something, you guys. It's saying, but anyway, I don't want to keep you guys on here while I'm doing this, but literally, you guys, so I just been struggling a lot, and I'm probably going to actually request an appointment for my doctor in a few minutes just to talk to him. I'm going to try to see if he can see me next week, because next week my mom's on vacation, and I can do more stuff during the week, so I'm going to see if he can see me next week to see if I can just talk to him about what's going on with me and see what he suggests. Because I don't know if he has anything available this week, but I don't know if I even have time to see him this week. But hopefully he'll have some availability next week and me and him can sit down and talk. Because I just need to talk to somebody about how I'm feeling. But anyway, you guys, so I just want to update you guys about my weekend. I had a great time and just tell you guys about my mental health. My mental health is still in a shaky place, like I told you guys. I'm trying to get better, but we'll see what happens. You know, as each day goes by, some days I just want to shut completely down because I don't know how to deal. And so it's stressful, you guys. Sorry, guys. One of my friends is texting me because they want to actually meet up for lunch or dinner tomorrow. Oh, it's in Richmond. Okay. So it's like a seafood bar and grill place they want to meet to eat at tomorrow. So, and I haven't seen this friend in like months, you guys. So I'm kind of excited about it. So we'll see, you guys. I don't know. I'm just hoping that my doctor can help me. But what makes me sad is that I have to even go through this, but I'm scared that if I don't talk to my doctor that, you know, things are just going to get worse for me. And unfortunately, I don't want to have to go through that where things get super bad and I'm like in a bad situation because of, you know, things that I'm dealing with. So I'm trying to avoid that because I feel as though I don't want it to get worse, you know. And it's hard because I hate having to reach out because of help. But there are times, like I said, I'd be in so much pain, I just don't want to be here anymore because I'm tired. But now every time I think that way, I think about my friend dying and I think to myself, like, he would give anything to still be here with his kids, to be here with his family. I know he didn't want to die. So it makes me feel guilty. Like, why would I say these things knowing that my friend would give anything to still be here and have his life? And me being selfish and being like, well, you know, I don't want to be here no more because I'm tired, you know. Like, I know that's selfish, you know. I know that's being selfish, and I don't want to be selfish, y'all. So I don't know, y'all. As far as like where I'm at right now, I can't even tell y'all where I'm at right now. I'm gonna keep pushing though, no matter what goes on in my life. I really have to start putting myself first, and that's something that I'm kind of realizing. Like, I spend so much time putting everybody over top of me, and I gotta learn how to put myself first. And that's the biggest thing. So, that's what I want to learn how to do, is just get better and feel better and be in a good space, y'all. That's really it, you know. That's the goal. So anyway, y'all, I'm going to just keep living my life. I promise you guys, I'm going to change this domain name on WordPress for you guys. I'm going to get it changed today. And I'll let you guys know what the new name is and all that good stuff. But I'm about to watch a movie and try to relax, y'all. And after I change the name, I'm actually going to reach out to my doctor about getting an appointment about my depression and just not feeling good physically and how I think it's affecting me physically and stuff. So I'm going to talk to him and see what he says and tell him about my experience with the nurse practitioner. I feel like she couldn't help me, and she wouldn't change the meds, and I just had to stop seeing her. So I'm just gonna talk to him about all that stuff. But anyway, you guys, peace and love. I'm so sorry. I know I told you guys this episode kind of tied into my mental health a little bit, but over the next couple of days, I'm gonna try to record some more stuff for you guys if I'm feeling up to it. I've been feeling kind of sick probably over the weekend. I'm actually gonna be getting out the house because I think I gotta take my daughter to school shopping to get her some more stuff. A lot of her stuff came through Amazon, but I gotta order some more stuff for her. And I actually have to order my daughter I gotta order her some more stuff. I gotta order her some shoes and stuff too. So bear with me, y'all. And then she wants these slippers that I have at home that I got from Walmart, but I looked online, I couldn't find them for her. So I gotta go to Amazon and see if they have these same slippers. But anyway, you guys, I'm gonna end this. Peace and love.